This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Arkansas Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled Weather Apps and Weather Decisions, Let's Make the Most of Both, written by Brad Jacobowski, Assistant Teaching Professor, Center for Turfgrass Science, Penn State University. Keeping an eye on the weather is something professional turfgrass managers have ingrained into our systems. Can I mow today? We check our phones for the most recent forecast. Should I spray today? We monitor dew points, humidity, and temperatures. Will I pull the tarp prior to today's game? We study the weather radar. There is a tremendous amount of weather information out there, and nearly all of us have some form of a weather app on our phones or a link to our favorite weather website to help us make day-to-day management decisions. Let's take a journey to see what is out there and what information will help us make the best weather-based decisions possible. Which app is the best? Honestly, there is no one best app, so it's important to find an app or a number of apps that provide you the most reliable and quickly available information. Basic information that is important to have available with the least number of clicks would be high and low temperatures, including overnight lows, dew point, relative humidity, and short-term weather forecasts. Intermediate information includes radar, base and composite reflectivity, satellite imagery, and severe weather, especially lightning. Advanced information would be echo tops, vertically integrated liquid, digital storm accumulation, and forecast discussion. Basic information. When looking for basic information, it's best to have most or all important data on the first screen or within one or two clicks from the first screen. This is often a good way to judge how well your app will benefit you over time. As an example, the National Weather Service includes much of the basic data. At a glance, you can get a good idea of what is happening now and what will happen in the immediate future. High and low temperatures provide a quick mental image of how the day and night may influence your maintenance plans, while winds, dew point, and relative humidity provide a quick insight on irrigation requirements, disease potential, and in-field skin management requirements. It's beneficial to see both relative humidity and dew point together. Viewing only either limits your view of the big picture. For example, a relative humidity of 95% with dew points near 70 degrees indicate that less time may be spent scouting for wilt and instead used scouting for diseases. The same relative humidity with dew points under 30 may indicate a majority of the day may be dedicated for scouting wilt or watering an infield skin. The hourly forecast, the turf manager's secret weapon. The hourly forecast on weather.gov is the turf manager's secret weapon. In one image, a turf manager can make plans for multiple issues and tasks. For example, the heat index. Potential high heat indexes aid in planning for employee safety. Temperature and dew point. Matched high overnight dew points and temperatures means extended leaf wetness and high disease potential. They also indicate heavy dew until at least 8 a.m., which may require a syringe cycle to limit mower clumping or to make sure greens are whipped post-cut. Wind speed and direction, surface wind. Predicted light southerly winds mean even higher probability for disease potential and dew and for good spraying conditions in the early morning. But gusts in the teens starting around 11 a.m., relative humidity indicates conditions will be wet early but dry quickly throughout the day. Sky cover indicates it will be partly cloudy throughout the day, providing some relief, while precipitation potential indicates a 50% chance of rain throughout the day. Intermediate information. When making game time decisions, such as tarp pulls or field evacuations due to severe weather, radar becomes an important tool. There are numerous good weather radar apps available. Many are free. Some require an annual fee of $10 to $50. Many of the fee-based apps offer expanded functionality, precision, and overall quality of information. Regardless of the cost, radar app selection should prioritize the type of reflectivity the radar images are based upon. There are two types, base reflectivity and composite. Each time a radar transmitter spins, it sends out a microwave sweep at different elevations to get a complete picture of all atmosphere elevations. A base reflectivity image represents only a single sweep on the radar transmitter. This means that near the transmitter, the radar sees low in the storms, and as distance increases, the beam rise and can overshoot the core of heavier precipitation. Many high-resolution, high-res, radar images feature only base reflectivity sweeps. Composite reflectivity stitches together all elevation scans in order to create an image that represents a more complete picture of an incoming storm. These are often lower resolution images and may be more pixelated. Figures 3 and 4 are some of the same storms, with the former being a base reflectivity image and the latter a composite image. Figure 5 in our show notes shows the different reflectivity options you may have within a radar app and again illustrates not all radar imagery is the same. So when trying to make critical game time decisions, a radar image using base reflectivity may grossly underestimate the significance of an incoming storm. When selecting a radar app, be sure to investigate the types of radar images it provides and be prepared to spend a few dollars for radar that will prove worthwhile in the future. Satellite imagery. There are numerous satellite imagery options as well. They provide visible cloud cover, infrared, the most common that we see, moisture content, and all-in-one maps that include a combination of radar, infrared, and weather station models to tell a complete weather story. Satellite images can give you a broader perspective of how the weather is being on a wider, more continental scale. The images and loops illustrate airflow, cloud, and moisture movement, and overall dynamics of frontal systems. These large-scale images and video loops can help in longer-term planning. They can aid in project preparation and be used as a tool to help protect fields when communicating with administrators that may be considering additional unexpected events during non-use days. It's useful to compare these images with regular weather maps to get a good working knowledge of fronts and changing weather systems. Severe weather. Lightning is the most critical facet of severe weather for sports turf managers. In 2022, 1 in 5 people struck by lightning were engaged in an outdoor sporting activity. Having an app that can provide you lightning information instantly or within a click on your phone is important. The lightning information from the WeatherBug app only required a short scroll down and a single click. An old AM radio is also good to have on hand as a backup lightning detector. Significant increases in crackles and static transmitted across AM radio bands are dependable indicators of lightning activity in the area. Old school. Advanced information. As we work toward becoming more proficient with understanding weather and being able to make better weather-based decisions, we find more advanced tools to help us. Echo tops or cloud height is another function to help us assess the intensity of an oncoming storm. An echo top measures the overall height of a storm, which is an indicator of the strength of storm updrafts. Stronger updrafts make convective winds, gust, and large hail more likely. When several storms are on the radar, the echo tops tool can point out the more severe storms and the direction they're traveling. This can be valuable information to report to the front office when asked about making a call on a game or weather the conditions will be safe to conduct a last-minute tarp pull. Another tool to assess the strength of a storm is vertically integrated liquid, VIL. The VIL index measures how much water is being transported vertically throughout a storm cloud and is another indicator of a storm's updraft strength. Taller updrafts tend to have higher values of VIL and are more likely to produce hail. One more tool that can be used to help determine the total accumulation of precipitation event is digital storm accumulation. By allowing you to assess discrete accumulations over short periods of time, this tool may help you determine whether or not to pull a field cover for a particular rain event, saving time and energy that could be used elsewhere and avoid unnecessary delays. This tool may also aid in determining the potential of a flash flood event in your area. Summary. Technological advancements afford us incredibly convenient tools and information apps that support worker and clientele safety while improving our maintenance, irrigation, pest management, and playability decision-making. Take advantage of this opportunity by investigating these different apps and functions. Poll your colleagues, service providers, and blogs and forums to best experiment and discover what works best for you and your facility. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.